What's going on, friends and family and enemies? Welcome to the VidBiz podcast. This podcast is for you, the listener, the watcher. If you are a video business owner or a video starting out or a creative business owner or a photography business owner, any of those things, if you feel that you are a creative person and you want to start a business or you're just starting a business, this podcast is for you. We cover everything from how to do logistical things and my recommendations on how to do things like taxes and what to do there, all the way to maybe more creative things, maybe even talking about gear and stuff like that from time to time. So this is for you. This is episode 2, technically. We're just going to call it episode 3. I'm getting myself confused because the first episode wasn't technically the first episode, but it was supposed to be like 000. It was like an introductory episode. I should just call it episode 1 because now I'm just confusing myself. And at some point, I will lose track and misquote. But until that point, I am excited that you're here. Like I said, this is the VidBiz podcast. I'm Mike Myers. I'm the host of the VidBiz podcast. And I'm also a video business owner. I own two brands, two companies. One is called Carrot Film Company. And that is our more corporate commercial work, I guess. And then May Morning Studios is our wedding filmmaking brand. And so that's a little bit about me. And really just my heart and passion behind this podcast is really to connect, like I said, with creatives, business owners, creative entrepreneurs who are really trying to get into the world of maybe owning their own business or that type of thing. So that's what we're doing here today. So I was driving actually this morning. I dropped my kids off to their various places and was thinking about something that kind of enters my mind quite a bit. And I was originally going to record this podcast on something else, completely different, perfectionism, really. And I'm going to talk about that next week because this week, like I said, I was driving this morning and this thought just kept creeping into my mind. And so I want to talk to you today about company culture or our business culture. And you might be thinking, Mike, it's just me. I don't have a culture necessarily because it's just me. And I might talk to myself a little bit, but there's nothing else. There's no, I feel like when people think culture, they think, you watch those videos, like, the companies that are like Silicon Valley, like the Dropbox or Google or Apple. And it's like they've got slides in the lobby and they can sit on like rolling, like ball things, or they can like lay down on a couch. And I think that's what people equate culture to. But I'm kind of approaching it and thinking of it more in a how we approach business and what our attitude is and what what the overarching like feeling that we portray to ourselves and to the people around us, including and definitely not limited to our clients and our customers. So I guess where I kind of ended on or kind of landed on this thought was I was thinking about kind of like the history of me working for the past 10 years, really since I kind of graduated college and got married. This has kind of been my full-time career in some capacity as far as videography, photography, working in a creative agency, marketing. I've kind of been in that realm. I was also a graphic designer for a split second, professionally. Somebody paid me to do that. I don't know why, but I've worked in a lot of environments, and if you're anything like me, most working environments, I would say the majority. There are outliers, and I don't want to lump everybody into this thought. But, I don't want to lump everybody into this thought. But in my experience, the internal culture and the internal dialogue that goes on, while it might not be necessarily abrasive or like attacking internal people or even like clients and customers, there's this underlying passive aggressiveness. But really, I have noticed, I guess, that in many places that I've observed, not necessarily even worked, and then the trap that I've found myself falling into at times, and I've worked on this a lot, is just the way that we speak about clients and customers. And this is going to be really, this might be like a little hard to hear, and it's even a little hard for me to talk about, only because it's kind of admitting like, yeah, I've had a bad attitude or a sour taste in my mouth sometimes about certain situations, but I'll just speak from my, you know, from what I know, I guess. And so what I found, it's so funny because like us as entrepreneurs and creatives, or maybe we don't even consider ourselves entrepreneurs or even business owners, really. We are creative people. We want to make stuff, and then people start paying us to do it, and that's awesome, and that's super cool. And we want people to do that. So then we kind of create this business model, and we create like, oh, okay, well, this is going to be like, well, yeah, people should pay me to do this. I think they should do that, which is fine. But the trap that we fall into that I've noticed, and I've talked to so many different people, and this isn't just coming from me. I observe it. This has been 10 years of observation where we pursue this idea and this goal to grow this business, to make this our full-time thing. And then eventually for some of us, it does. And hopefully for all of us, it does. And then the moment that we get that ideal client, or we get any client, or we get a customer, or we get somebody signed on to like, yeah, we believe in you, we want to hire you, we turn on them. And I'm, like I said, I'm not saying this is for everybody, and each situation is, you know, different, I guess. Every scenario is different, but just answer these questions in your mind if you've ever found yourself like, man, I want to be a full-time filmmaker. I want to be a full-time photographer. And then you pursue these clients and pursue these clients. And then that client just annoys the crap out of you. And so then you just start kind of verbally tearing them down, or just bad mouthing them, or talking to your significant other or your spouse about, you know, about them. And like I said, and since I've really like really taken this full time, and really started, you know, really taking this seriously to grow this business, I've left that by the wayside because it's not worth it. But there have been times in the past where it's like, you know, speaking to wedding photographers and videographers, you book client, you book a couple, and they seem awesome at first. And so you move forward with them, and then they might not be your ideal client. They might not be the quintessential perfect couple that you have conjured up in your mind that exists, which doesn't exist, by the way. And so then you get disappointed, and instead of accepting your disappointment, or that just being a part of running a business, you blame it on them. It's their fault. It's the victim mentality. It's their fault. They're terrible to work with. And this can work in any arena, in any arena of business, any business, big or small. I've seen it all. That didn't mean to rhyme, but big or small, I've seen it all. This happens. And my challenge, and something that I've just really like processed and kind of been convicted of, in years past, is it makes zero sense. I feel like some people, some business people, some business owners, they might have gained some sort of achievement in where they can just like talk crap about things, or even if it's not about clients or couples, it could be just about other businesses or business owners. Oh man, this is just going to get me on a whole rant and rave about the way that the culture of like businesses operate around one another, of like, you have a conversation like, oh, and you just kind of put on that fake face, and then, just talking bad about them the moment that they turn their back. So there are so many ways in which we do this, and we can do it with clients, we can do it with customers, we could do it with other colleagues, we could do it with some people that are in the same industry as us, competition, I guess. We can do it anyway. And something, like I said, that I've been really convicted of in years past, and really just kind of processing even today, is that, that whole like community over competition mentality. And that kind of started with me with, I joined like this creative entrepreneur group, I guess, called the Rising Tide Society, probably back in 2015. It was mostly comprised of photographers. But that was kind of their whole mantra. And I really tried to carry that in to everything that I do, especially since I have very close friends that do the exact same thing as me. And it can get discouraging or frustrating sometimes when you see maybe that from your perspective, that they're doing so much better, that they're doing so much more work, they're doing so much more, they're doing cooler work, or whatever. And so you can get in this mentality of like, they're my competition. Like, but then I'm like, no, these people are my friends. And there is plenty of work to go around. And so that's, so that from that perspective, just be careful about how you talk about my encouragement would be to just be careful how you talk about other people in the business and in related businesses and businesses around you. And to the point where I'm talking about kind of clients and customers, man, they picked you because they trust you, and they could have picked anybody. All that competition that you kind of consume your thoughts with, like, they could have picked any of them, and they picked you, and they trust you. And so, man, I keep coming back to like, it's just be mindful and careful and grateful for the work that we get to do, for the people that we get to do it for. And yeah, like it might not have unfolded exactly how you anticipated in your mind how it would, but nothing rarely does that. It's very rare that things unfold how we like predict or envision in our mind, right? I mean, I feel like I'm right. So I just kind of wrote like some takeaways or like things that we could do, some homework. And really today, like if you're struggling with this, or you're just like angry or frustrated. And there are situations that suck. And that, like I said, is just part of running a business. And sometimes you have to do the things that just suck, and you kind of have to power through it. And maybe you come to the conclusion that if you're in that situation where like a client or something is super frustrating and they're just pissing you off all the time, maybe after the situation, maybe when the project is wrapped up, we just move on and kind of part ways, and it doesn't have to be anything dramatic. But it's just okay. Like, not everyone is made to work with one another, and that's fine. But while you are in that situation, I would just say, let's be grateful for the opportunity to get to do what we love and want to do and get paid to do it. I mean, there's nothing better. So something that I would just encourage you to do, all of us to do, is just really start speaking and thinking and changing your mindset towards whomever is maybe causing these thoughts or feelings, I guess. And like I said, they are, after all, the entire reason that you're doing what you do from like a client perspective. You only do what you do because people trust you and they give you money to do it. And then you can, whatever capacity, you can do less of your normal job, or you don't, this is your normal job, or whatever, you know, or you get to make a little extra money on the side for whatever. But they are the reason. Yes, you are good at what you do. But we just need to be grateful, practice gratitude and thankfulness. The other thing that has worked for me is to not take things home. Unless you work with your spouse or your significant other, don't go home and talk to them about these situations. Cause number one, they don't care. And my wife will attest to that. I thought about having her on the podcast sometime just to talk about all of the, of like being a significant other of like a small business, creative business owner. That would be interesting. I don't even know if she knows this podcast exists. So, anyways, just don't take it home. Don't take it home. Don't talk about other clients or customers or other business owners that you're frustrated with your spouse or your significant other or anyone else, because, you know, obviously you have to vent sometimes, and maybe somebody, you know, maybe if you don't work alone, if you work in like a few man team or a smaller or medium sized business, and there's people that you can kind of vent to and like, okay, this is what we're dealing with, this is the frustration, then talk about it, but talk about it in a healthy way. If you don't have anybody and you're just sitting in an office alone, like I am, a great person would be like a therapist, honestly, or a business coach. And really just finding someone that you can trust and not really giving them all of the information of who, you know, did this, who did what, or who I'm upset with or whatever, but really just using that person as like a sounding board and really just saying like, I need maybe some advice, but really I just kind of need to say some stuff, that's kind of frustrating me. All right. We good? Okay. And like I said, this is just something that kind of popped in my head that I've kind of been mulling on, and obviously have thought of a lot about in the past, and have been guilty of as well. You know, that's the reality. And through doing these things and learning, like, maybe that's not the healthiest way to approach those things. I hope that is encouraging, and I hope it maybe gets your wheels turning and maybe gets you thinking a little bit about how we talk and how we think on our day to day. So I'll leave it at that. It's the end of the show. my pop culture recommendation, I guess. I guess it's become a pop culture recommendation, but I think there might be other things that I recommend. Like, well, I won't say that because they're not a sponsor. But Ozark on Netflix is a phenomenal show. If you kind of like dark humor, it's kind of comedic. So yeah, it's kind of like a dark comedy. But it's more like more drama. Yeah, it's obviously a drama, but it's kind of funny sometimes. And you, I don't know. It's, I can't really explain it. It's just a really great show. So you should start watching it if you haven't. And if you have watched it and you're relatively caught up, I just started season 3, 4, whatever the most recent one is. And, I'm intrigued. I'm very excited about it. So that's my recommendation today. And that's the end of the show. Again, I am Mike Myers, and this is the VidBiz Podcast. If you are interested in joining a community of that we're kind of getting people together on Facebook, go to Carrot Film Company. That's my, like I said, my business, Carrot Film Co. So CARRETFILMCO.com/podcast. CarrotFilmCo.com/podcast. And there you can kind of get, links to, obviously to like download the podcast or, the Apple Music or Spotify or whatever links, and as well as the links to like show notes that we're going to start writing up, and then a link to the Facebook page for VidBiz Podcast, as well as a Facebook group for a VidBiz community. So we're getting that stuff rolling. I want to chat with whoever is listening, and get feedback. If you are listening to this on a traditional, I guess, podcast platform like Apple or Spotify, or Amazon, I would greatly appreciate. I've already gotten a couple reviews, and that obviously does great things for it being introduced to other people. So if you feel like what I'm saying provides value for your life and your business, then I would appreciate a review. So that is it. This has been episode 2, and I'm going to entitle it Get It Together. I'm just kidding. So yeah, thanks for hearing me out, and I hope you have an awesome week, and we'll talk next Monday.